Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is 100.1 FM, AM 1020, News Radio KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Clairton Schools having an issue. Pittsburgh Public Schools today having an issue as well. More threats at Pittsburgh Public Schools. It's an odd situation this week. It's terrible what's happening this week with all these threats in the schools and everything, Larry.
They got to figure it out. I know they brought the FBI in. It's, for the most part, kids think they're doing, you know,
They
don't
cool
realize the gravity,
funny.
Or maybe they do. I don't know.
Anyways, Pittsburgh Public Schools are placing all schools, center programs, early learning, and Head Start classrooms on modified lockdown today, which means students will remain inside. They're not going to go outside. No visitors unless you had some prior appointment that was approved. So that's what's happening locally in our region. And it's just very unfortunate that that kind of stuff keeps happening. Omicron's happening all over the world as well, Larry. And I'll get into how it was named coming up.
And right now, CBS's Bradley Blackburn is in New York, where there have been now cases of Omicron show up.
Four of those new Omicron cases are here in New York City, and we know at least one of the New York cases happened to someone who had received a dose of the vaccine. Officials say they're expecting to see more cases of the new variant in the coming days.
New York recorded 5 confirmed cases of the Omicron COVID variant yesterday. So far, the most of any state.
While this may be highly transmissible, at least from the early evidence, and again, more information is still forthcoming, we want people to know that the early cases that have arisen are not life-threatening. They seem to be minor cases.
Minnesota, Colorado, and Hawaii also reported Omicron cases yesterday. President Biden unveiled new strategies to curb the pandemic.
Experts say the COVID-19 cases continue to rise in the weeks ahead in this winter. So we need to be ready.
Starting Monday, travelers entering the country will have to be tested for COVID within a day of their arrival. The rule applies to everyone, including vaccinated American citizens.
We're going to fight this variant with science and speed, not chaos and confusion.
The president also extended the requirement that masks be worn on public transportation and said insurance companies would cover the costs of at-home tests.
It's probably already more widely spread than our early determinations have indicated.
But while the world braces for what Omicron may do, the Delta variant remains the dominant strain in the U.S.
Your strategy is the same whether or not you're fighting Omicron or fighting Delta. The answer is vaccines, vaccines, and vaccines.
To date, a little more than 63% of the eligible population is fully vaccinated. So far, only 23% of those eligible have gotten a booster dose.
And it will still be some time before we know how well the current vaccines work against the Omicron variant, but the president is urging people to get those boosters now. And he said again yesterday that there are no plans for any lockdowns as we face this possible winter surge.
That's Bradley Blackburn in New York with CBS.
You wonder how Omicron got its name. Now, the person who discovered it, the doctor who discovered it, said, don't freak out. It's not as serious as everybody's freaking out.
In Africa, and just for a moment, the new governor of New York, Governor Hochul, just said yesterday that everything they've seen has been very mild So they don't want people to panic.
She panicked last week by doing declaring stuff with the
elective surgeries.
Declaring an emergency
in her state.
Everybody said, don't panic. World Health Organization said, don't panic last week. No, it could be serious, but just be rational, people. Be rational. That's what my high school teacher used to say to everybody. So the World Health Organization did clarify to CNN how they named Omicron. Okay, they're using the Greek alphabet as to not offend anybody except the Greeks. They said that they want their aim when they name a disease is to minimize unnecessary negative impact of disease names on trade, travel, tourism, and animal welfare. So that's why they're picking different names. They're using the Greek alphabet as to not offend anybody other than the Greeks.
I got to be honest. Omicron sounds ominous.
Ooh, Larry, you're the first person I've heard say that. You're absolutely correct on that.
It does. It's like, it's Omicron. It sounds like it's a very serious, right?
Omicron. You're right.
And even if it is based on what you just said, then that's a fail in terms of selecting a name.
Okay, so the first one was Alpha. Then you had a couple others, Beta, Gamma. Delta was the one that is the one that's prevalent here. Epsilon, Zeta. So then they skipped a few letters, right? Everybody's going, wait a minute, you skipped. Why did you skip? I mean, you skipped No and Chi to get to Omicron. And again, they said they didn't want to offend anybody. So why wouldn't they use Nu? And they said, well, it would be confounded with N-E-W. And why wouldn't you use Chi or Xi, X-I? Because that's a very common surname in Japan or China. And the chairman of China is Chairman Xi, which spells his name X-I as well.
They wouldn't
so
want to do that.
They did not want to touch X-I.
No, they didn't want to go. And then people, who wasn't it President Trump? They called it the Kung Flu.
Kung Flu.
I think they could have come up with a better name if it does turn out that this variant is milder. They should have probably come up with a different name than Omicron.
Yeah, but they definitely couldn't go with the letter before Omicron, which is XI, which is Xi in the Greek alphabet, but Xi, Chairman Xi in China.
Coming up right after the news at 6:30, Alec Baldwin, very, very emotional one-on-one sit-down interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos.
She was someone who was loved by everyone who worked with and liked by everyone who worked with and admired.
You've described it as a one in a trillion shot, and the gun was in your hand. How do you come to terms with that? It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
How did a real bullet get out of there?
I have no idea.
That's a big takeaway. He says he didn't pull the trigger nor aim the gun. We'll have more right after the news at 6:30. 6:38, this is 100.1 FM, AM 1020, News Radio KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Some weird stuff happening at schools in Western Pennsylvania again today. Pittsburgh Public Schools actually going on a small lockdown type affair. They're calling it, every program, all the schools, all the center programs, all the early learning and Head Start are on modified lockdown. What does that mean, Larry? It means the kids are going to stay inside all day long and absolutely no visitors to the school unless they were approved prior to yesterday.
They got to find a way to deal with this because the social media aspect of these threats in many cases, how do you track them down? Well, we've got the FBI involved, and once they do, my guess is they're going to make an example out of the next person they catch doing it.
Absolutely. Have you ever been to the Pennsylvania Wilds?
You mean just
that section of the city, the section of the state up north, like along I-80, as you go through before you get to Clearfield, or right after you clear Clearfield, you know, you're heading east towards New York City. And there's a huge expanse of area there that's called the Pennsylvania Wilds.
Never been.
It's an enormous place, and Larry, it might not be so pristine anymore. It's quiet, very serene. It's beautiful. There's elk herds up there. There's all kinds of great nature. Did you see that? And tourists actually spend $1.8 billion a year there. It's absolutely stunning geography, topography, whatever you want to call it. But it's an amazing place. And a lot of people go up there just to, well, to hunt or just to relax and escape the hustle and bustle. But that hustle and bustle may be finding them, Larry, because soon the Pennsylvania Wilds may be home to military training. The Maryland Air National Guard looking to do fly training missions less than 100, about 100 feet is the clearance they want from the top, from the ground. So
when do they want to start doing that?
Next year. They have to get approval first. So that would mean parts of Elk County, Cameron, Clinton, McCain, Potter, Tioga counties. You could see jets doing military maneuvers 100 feet off the ground in that beautiful area. So that's a big deal in Pennsylvania.
One of the things you're going to hear about today is a sit-down interview with George Stephanopoulos of ABC with actor Alec Baldwin, who says he isn't responsible for the shooting that killed Hanya Hutchins, who was a cinematographer on a movie they were shooting in New Mexico called Rust.
It's a horribly tragic situation. I couldn't believe it when I read it. I still can't believe it now. And Alec Baldwin, I mean, he was asked a couple of things. I mean, it was a long interview, but he was asked one thing, like, how bad was this for Alec? I mean, it's a terrible situation.
You said you're not a victim, but is this the worst thing that's ever happened to you?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Because I think back, and I think of what could I have done.
I'm sure that will haunt him for some time.
Absolutely.
And what George Stephanopoulos, who's a very accomplished interviewer now, remember he used to work for President Clinton.
Yep.
And he got hired in the media and became one of them.
It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
What did you think happened? How did a real bullet get on that set?
I have no idea. Someone put a live bullet in a gun, a bullet that wasn't even supposed to be on the property.
And there is the takeaway from that interview with George Stephanopoulos on ABC, is he said he didn't pull the trigger.
I don't know how the gun fired then. It could have just been a weird situation where when he spun that gun around, it blasted off. Or it could have been a situation where somebody who's not familiar with guns oftentimes just puts their finger on that trigger, not realizing it. Now, if you've been trained in firearm safety, you usually grab the gun, you know, you put your hand on it, but your finger never goes across that little area where the trigger is. We recently saw that as the prosecutor in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. Remember, he pulled out that rifle and aimed it at the jury for effect. But what everybody freaked out about was you grabbed a rifle and aimed it at a jury in a courtroom and had your finger on the trigger because you're not trained to hold that rifle. Anybody who's trained will not put their finger on that trigger until it's the last possible second. So nobody knows what happened.
So again, to reiterate, Baldwin said, quote, "I let go of the hammer of the gun and the gun goes off. I didn't pull the trigger. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull the trigger."
He let go of the hammer. Well, there you go.
So he was holding the gun that went off, but he didn't pull the trigger for the live bullet, which he didn't know was in there anyway.
Right. But he let go of the hammer. But again, I don't know. I wouldn't say that this is his fault, although he caused it, but he didn't. I mean, it was supposed to be a prop gun or a prop set, a piece of prop.
Well, something's going to change. I mean, it seems in this day and age where they have the ability to do all these incredible computer-generated things that they don't need any kind of weapon on a set that could actually discharge and kill somebody.
Yeah, and that's what happened when he dropped that hammer. Here's a morbid question nobody's really asked. The lady that he killed was a photographer, cinematographer. Was she filming at the time? Is there video rolling of him moving that gun? Because they're on a movie set, so I assume the cameras were rolling. Did it film him as he turned and did what he did?
No, I think they were in rehearsal mode, and he claims that she told him and practiced and asked to, you know, swing the gun. He was practicing swinging the gun and point it at her. Mm. So,
hey, some sad news as well yesterday. The Big Ragu, remember him?
Yeah.
Carmine Ragusa passed away yesterday, age 69. The Tony-nominated actor best known for his role as Carmine Ragusa, a.k.a. Eddie Mecca is his real name.
The Big
passed away
Ragu.
At 69.
6:54 News Radio KDK, Larry Richard and Kevin Battle. Right after the news, John Mowat on movies, couple of films opening, and our weekly trivia. Play along at home.
I'm terrible at trivia, but I think I'm dominating him. Are we close?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I'm way ahead.
You got
right?
A short memory. I'm not sure you've had a winner in a week.
It's been 2 or 3 weeks since I've actually had a winner. You stole a couple points off me.
Yeah, I did.
But, I mean, it's not over till it's over.
There's a couple of movies opening this weekend. Now, typically, when's the last time you were in a theater for a film? To sit down and watch a movie.
I took my parents to see that one year and a half ago.
Since the pandemic, you've been in the movie theater one time.
And it was the cleanest I'd ever seen it, and it felt great.
I hear that. And I used to go fairly regularly to movies. A lot of people don't go to theaters. They just would rather watch them at home. But I
sometimes you got a good time to go to the movie theater and just feel something different. It just feels different.
But I feel bad. I have not been to a film in a theater since before the pandemic. And
you're a movie buff. I mean,
love movies.
You should be dominating the stat sheet on this trivia, but you're not.
Yes, actually, I am.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.